Firstly, we are continuing today in Simon Vav Siv Gimel in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Kitzur writes as follows: Asur lahos yishen shmai lebatala. One has to be careful not to use the name of Hashem for unnecessary reasons or in vain. Lebatala means to articulate the name of God for absolutely no reason. V'chalamot yishen shmai lebatala. And whoever goes ahead and says the name of Hashem, you know, for no purpose, over a mitzvah's asay, is in violation of a positive commandment. Tichsev as Hashem elokecha tira. Ultimately, you should revere HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'siv, im lo sishmar, liyira as Hashem anechba v'anora. V'zeu micha hayira sho lahazkir shmo agadol kiyem mederech shevach b'racha u'bracha b'mashu hu yimuchuyuf. So part of the mitzvah of ultimately, again, fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and revering HaKadosh Baruch Hu, part of the mitzvah of fear and reverence for God, is not utilizing the name of God for no purpose, but only articulating that name when it's needed. He says, b'mashu mechuyav, when you're obligated to do so. Or, o b'derech limut, or in the context of learning, v'yira v'yizdazu evara b'shashu masker as Hashem yisparach shemo, and a person literally, again, should tremble. His entire body should tremble when he articulates the name of Hashem. Aval lo lehotziu chas Hashem levatala, but never chas Hashem to go ahead and articulate it for naught, for no reason. Velo she'am yuchar bilbat, and this is not only applicable to, you know, the unique name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud Hey, and then Vav, and then Hey. Ela kol Hashem l'shem yuchad l'shem yisbarach, but rather it refers to any descriptive name of the Ribono Shel Olam. Any name that is uniquely associated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu should only be used when necessary and in a proper context. Velo levad bilshon HaKodesh aser, ela afil b'chol lashon aser. Not only that, but one should avoid, in other words, this is not only if you articulate it in Hebrew, but even if one were to go and articulate it in a different language, the prohibition of taking HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in vain still applies. We've spoken about this concept before, the idea being that one of the ways in which we show our reverence for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the care and concern with which we treat his name. And one who curses his friend, not such a friend, but one who curses his fellow or himself using the name of Hashem or one of the other descriptive names of the Ribono Shel Olam, and even if he does it in any language, Chayiv Malkus. Ultimately, again, one is Chayiv Lashes. Now, by the way, this concept of Kinoi, what does it mean, a nickname or a descriptive name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So in the parentheses, he writes, Kinoi, Humashem Mishapchin Bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kimo HaGodol, HaGibor, HaNora, HaNeeman, HaAdir, HaChazak, HaOmitz, HaIzos, Chanun, Barachom, Kona, Erech HaPayim, Rav Chesed. So apparently, again, the concept of a Kinoi really refers to a descriptive name. In other words, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described by his midos, that's called the kinui. That's called the descriptive, right? The nickname or a descriptive name. So one who goes out and utilizes that name in vain, there's also liability for that. Now he says, Yerchayiv Malkus. What does he mean, Yerchayiv Malkus, Yerchayiv Lashes? Because remember again, this is a violation of the pasuk of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. You're supposed to revere HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and part of that reverence ultimately, again, is not using HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name unnecessarily. Therefore, if a person does use the name unnecessarily, ultimately, this is in violation of a biblical obligation, and therefore one would be chayiv, technically, malchus lashes. Again, even without the administering of the technical penalty, the fact that lamaisa, the penalty exists, and that the taking of a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in vain results in that penalty tells us the severity of this particular action. Okay, we'll stop over here for today. Shkayach, we're stopping in the middle of Siv Gimel, and the Mirat Hashem will continue with this tomorrow. Shkayach, everyone.